KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 18th day of May for 2018. Sad news out of Calaveras County this morning. Calaveras Sheriff's Office reports a young child drowned Wednesday in a neighbor's pool. According to reports, the Calaveras Sheriff's Dispatch Center was notified just before 6:30 Wednesday evening that a 3-year-old boy had wandered away from his home on Pine Street in San Andreas. A full response from sheriff's patrol deputies, sheriff's search and rescue personnel, officers from the California Highway Patrol, fire and medic units, and citizen volunteers was initiated. A short time later, just before 7 o'clock, the boy was found unresponsive in a neighbor's swimming pool on Market Street. Efforts to revive the boy were unsuccessful. The name of the child or any further information on the incident has not been released.
The June 6th trial date for an Avery man accused of murdering his son vacated Thursday morning. Pending a psychological evaluation of the defendant, Lee Fleming submitted the motion on behalf of his client, David Bilderbeck. According to the continuance motion, the defense believes the evaluation will lead to a review and facilitate discussions with the Calaveras DA's office about the case's issues. Judge Timothy Healy scheduled a trial setting conference for June 5th. Bilderbeck charged with first-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, assault with a firearm, and negligent discharge of a firearm. He was arrested in the early morning hours, September 28th of last year, after his son, Cole, 19, was found dead from a gunshot wound at Dave's Pit Stop Auto Shop in Avery.
Well, it's day two of the 2018 Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Tonight, it's Reckless Kelly, the musical headliner at 8 o'clock on the main stage. Tomorrow, the big event, it's Rodeo, CCPRA Rodeo, taking place at 7:30 tomorrow night. The annual Junior Livestock Auction on Sunday morning at 9, and at 5:30, the cap-off to the Frog Jump, the Destruction Derby, will take place about 5:30, a couple hours after the Frog Jump Championship on the main stage. Each year during the Frog Jump, an average of 2,000 frogs participate. The top 50 then qualify for the International Frog Jump Grand Finals Sunday at about 3 o'clock. The current world record was set over 30 years ago in 1986 by Rosie the Riveter, jumping 21 feet 5 and 3 quarter inches. If your frog breaks that record, you've got $5,000. It's estimated that the Calaveras County Fair generates approximately $25.5 million in revenue each year through hotels, restaurants, retail, payroll, and other related revenue. If you want a complete list of the day's events, you can always visit frogtown.org.
And the California Fair Political Practice Commission has formally closed two inquiries into possible violations by Calaveras County District 4 Supervisor Dennis Mills. The commission found there was not enough evidence to pursue enforcement action in both cases. In one complaint, Trevor Whitke, a frequent critic of Mills, alleged Mills received gifts in excess of $470 in the form of public relation material and consulting services from the Communication Institute. That for preparation of a 61-page report titled Cultivating Disaster, the Effect of Cannabis Cultivation on the Environment of Calaveras County. Whitke claimed Mills' actions constituted a disqualifying conflict of interest. Now, in the other complaint, an undisclosed individual or individuals alleged Mills had a conflict of interest when he voted against a motion to reimburse Robert Toynbee $175.89 to cover the cost of copies of a report presented to the Board of Supervisors. Well, Mills disclosed after the vote he had personally reimbursed Toynbee prior to the meeting. Galeno West, the FPPC Enforcement Division Chief, reported the Enforcement Division found insufficient evidence of a violation of the Political Reform Act, and based on a review of the complaints and documents received during review of the allegations, the FPPC Enforcement Division found insufficient evidence and will not pursue enforcement.
And traffic will be a little slower Sunday at the Highway 49 Industry Boulevard intersection, but it's for a great cause. Members of Cal Fire's Amador El Dorado unit are filling the boots for the Muscular Dystrophy Association from 3 to 4. Now, these funds will help kids and adults in the Amador El Dorado County unit with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related life-threatening diseases. It'll help them to live longer and stronger lives. Be generous. Be safe. Going when the light turns green. Donations will not be accepted or collected when the lights are green, only when they are red. And again, the Amador El Dorado unit thanks you for your generosity. We're going to be talking to a member from the group at noon today from the National Hotel.
Well, now that work on the Main Street Bridge in Sutter Creek has begun, the Sutter Creek Business and Professional Association and Sutter Creek Police remind everyone, Main Street businesses remain open. That's right. The PD cautions when traveling, though, through the construction zone, please slow down, watch for workers. Construction crew has a difficult enough job without the need to dodge traffic. The Business Association reminds residents and visitors all Main Street shops, restaurants, and wineries are open for business. When you do visit Sutter Creek, please pay attention. Remember, slow for the cone zone.
All right, that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.